It was July of 1982 when Laurie Anderson was introduced to a much wider audience through the album Big Science, and especially through this song, her surprise hit called Oh Superman. As I say, that was July of 1982. Just 2 months later, new sounds began here at WNYC. So 2007 is a 25th anniversary year for both Laurie Anderson and for New Sounds. Actually, our official anniversary was last night, but it was Labor Day, and so tonight we mark our 25th anniversary here at WNYC by inviting Laurie Anderson back to our studios. Laurie, hi.
Hello.
It's great to have this 25th anniversary edition of Big Science. It gives us a chance to reminisce about the old days and how different everything was, or not different everything is now.
Quarter of a century ago. Wow.
Now, when you first had this album put out, was science was our kind of love-hate relationship, or your love-hate relationship with science and technology, was that like a constant thread running through this album?
Through this album and through the last quarter decade, too. You know, I still have not really resolved that. I mean, I'm pretty typical, I think, of everybody, that you love the gadgets and they're intriguing and they're infuriating. So it's, you know, not a big deal. But a lot of things have changed, actually, in terms of technology, big picture.
What else, I mean, with the benefit of 25 years of hindsight, I mean, when you look back, maybe on a smaller scale, not, you know, world events, but just New York, the art scene, the cultural life of this city. In 25 years, has it changed materially, or is it, again, just this kind of weird mirage and things? It's all one big thing that we're still
in. I think change is what it does. You know, that it's, you look at it and it's in constant change. You know, like my neighborhood now is kind of the same place, but it's also giant new condos, but New York is it's always been a mirage. It's always like right before your eyes, it's changing. So that's the one thing that hasn't changed, is that it's always changing.
What a zen response that is, but very good. But you know, it's an interesting point. Your neighborhood, I mean, all of downtown, you and Philip Glass and David Van Tiegem and Peter Gordon, all people like that, could not have afforded to live in the current downtown. There would have been no scene like that if we're talking about 2007. I mean,
yeah, I think you're right. Real estate is one of the key things about a scene always, you know. And I think there's still a bunch of artists here, and I live here because I get to see other artists every day, and it's really not hard to run into people and have great conversations or see a lot of things and hear a lot of things. It's still possible. I don't know how, because like you say, it's downtown would, the downtown music scene depended on cheap lofts, a place where you could just say, I want to show my sculpture, so I'm going to rent this place for a week. And you could. Mm-hmm. You could be a penniless artist and you could have your own solo show in a big loft on Green Street or whatever. And, I mean, you'd have to be sanding the floors yourself and stuff like that, but, you know, we're all carpenters then.
So was there an edge to the music back in 82 because the streets were dirty and the lofts were cheap and, you know, it was because there was an edge to life at that time?
I don't think we thought of it then, because it was just a party time and it was really, really an awful lot of fun. But I think in retrospect, yeah, I think it did give people something to move against in a way. I mean, yeah, it was the time when New York was really dark, really dirty, really broke, and really exciting in a way that it's not now. I mean, it really has gotten pretty suburban.
All right, well, let's get started musically with the title track from the 1982 album Big Science by my guest Laurie Anderson. 25th anniversary edition of the record on our 25th anniversary edition of New Sounds.
Put some mountains here. Otherwise, what are the characters going to fall off of? And what about stairs? Yodelay. Smoke. Professor, could you turn out the lights? Let's roll the film.
That's music from Laurie Anderson. Big Science is the title track from her 1982 album of the same name. It has just been reissued, 25th anniversary edition, with some bonus material and lots of stories from Laurie in the liner notes. And Laurie Anderson's here with us on this edition of New Sounds. Yesterday was our 25th anniversary here at WNYC. Oh, Superman, which we can hear in its entirety in a little while, had already been creating a little bit of buzz because he had released it as a single. People really, at that point, though, didn't know whether you were a singer, a songwriter, a musician,
And they still don't, and neither do I. And, you know, what's that 25 years about? Yeah, it was a completely different era, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was doing shows, actually, downtown, and this was one of the songs from a show. I think originally I did it for a benefit, like a lot of those things. And it was one of the first kind of political songs that I've ever done.
Now, how is Oh Superman political?
Well, this is like back in the, Reagan days, and it was a pretty dark time in terms of American prestige. Mm. Helicopters crashing and these, attempts at rescue that just were failures. Big techno failures, really. Failures of our big technology. And so I was... there's a lot of despair in this song, and I hadn't even realized it while I was writing it, just the way you look back and go, wow, that's really dark. It's, looking at who and what you're depending on, and that it won't save you.
Well, now, you based it, the opening line, "Oh Superman, oh Judge, oh Mom and Dad," is basically borrowed, to use a kind word, from an opera by Jules Massenet.
Translated from Massenet.
Right.
Yeah. Completely lifted. This was a song, Au Souverain, that I heard first. An American tenor named Charles Holland was playing it, was singing it. Dennis Russell Davies was playing the piano, and this was in Amsterdam where I heard this, and it was electrifying because this is a prayer. It's a Au Souverain, Au Sovereign, Au Judge, Au Father, and it's a... And I had always kind of assumed that this was, Le Cid was referring to Waterloo somehow, and loss, and Napoleon looking out on the Battle of Waterloo and these soggy tents and dead horses and soldiers, and just desolation, and going, oh my God, what have I done? In fact, the opera is a prayer, I think, for some kind of shepherd guy who's about to do something big, and so I had it all wrong. But based on that misconception, we re-released this record on June 18th, the anniversary of Waterloo, as in honor of this idea, really, of this endless war that we've been fighting for the last 25 years, of the Western world versus Dar al-Islam, which Americans don't really connect as the same war. We just title it different things, Gulf War or, you know, Iran-Contra affair. But it really is a continuing conflict, and one that we seem to not be winning, or one that's, you know, of course, a phantom war. You know, don't even know, a war with no borders, a war that's very, very difficult to fight, and that the more technology we throw at it, in a way, the more elusive this victory is. When I look back at that song, which I didn't really sing for a long time, and then on a tour in, I think, 2001, I did a version of that song at Town Hall, and it really was eerie to sing "Here Come the Planes, They're American Planes" a week after 9/11. So, but what was even more eerie was that people don't connect these series of events.
Well, why don't we hear the 1982 version in this 25th anniversary edition of the album Big Science. My guest is Laurie Anderson. The song is "Oh Superman," and it's subtitled for Massenet. Still giving props to old Jules there from his opera Les Cid. Actually, before we hear the song, why don't we hear a little bit of the original opera, the original aria that inspired it?
Oh, that'd be great.
And then we'll segue right into Laurie Anderson's song, "Oh Superman," on New Sounds, celebrating our 25th anniversary tonight. Jules Massenet's opera Les Cid, the tenor Ben Heppner singing the line, "O souverain, O juge, O père," which in English would be "O sovereign, O judge, O father." And that prayer of sorts gets turned into this, the song "O Superman" for Massenet by my guest Laurie Anderson.
O Superman. Oh, Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad. Oh, Superman. Oh, Mom and Dad, Mom and Dad.
Hi, I'm not home right now, but if you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone. Home? Well, you don't know me. but I know you. And I got a message to give to you. Here come the plane. So you better get ready, ready to go. You can come as you are, but pay as you go. Pay as you go. Okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand that takes. This is the hand is gone. Long arms.
That's Laurie Anderson and Oh Superman, which, if memory serves, got as high as number 2 on the pop charts in 1982 in the UK, which for you, Laurie, must have been an absolutely surreal experience.
It would have been if I'd known what the charts were. I put this record out with Bob George of 110 Records, and I did it on it was financed by a $500 grant from the NEA. And we pressed 1,000 copies, and I was selling it mail order from my loft on Canal Street. And that means people call on the phone to say, could I order a record? And then you put it in a box, and you go to the post office, and you mail it. So that...
That was your MySpace.
That was
Canal
it.
Street was your MySpace
that,
page.
That's it. And so... And I was working pretty well, you know, selling a few. And then I got an order. I got a call one day from the UK, and they said, we'd like to order some records. And I said, great. How many do you need? They said, we need 40,000 by Friday, and then we need 40,000 more by Monday. I was like, okay, let me call you back on that. And so I called this guy, Bob Regeer at Warner Brothers, because he and Karen Berg had been coming to some shows that I'd been doing downtown. They said, you know, we'd like you to do a record. I was like, I don't want to do a record. Records are like pop culture. I'm an artist. I mean, I was part of a group at that point, very, very self-consciously creating the downtown sound, you know. And we were snobs. We wanted nothing to do with pop culture. It was like so... It had nothing to do with what we were interested in. So I had always said no. But in this case, I called up, I guess Bob at Warner Brothers, and I said, Bob, can you help me out and press some records for me? And he goes, I need 40,000, like in the next couple of days. And they're like, that's not how we do it here at Warner Brothers. You know, what we do is like an 8 record deal. And I was like, 8 records? Talking about 8? I can't do 8 records. I have barely an idea for one song, you know? It's like, so they said, no, that's what we do. So I really thought about it, and I thought, you know, and it was Roma Baron who really changed my mind on this, because she is and was at that point as well a really great record producer of all sorts of things. And she said, and she knew this would get to me. She said, you know, records are, you know, an egalitarian art form. You can, for a very small amount of money, buy the original. It you know, it's not like you in the art world where you're selling your stuff for exorbitant amounts to French counts who come down Houston Street and want to buy the stuff for their collection. You know, this is art for the people. And I was like, completely convinced by that instantly. I was like, that makes a lot of sense. I hadn't thought anything of this through. So I did sign that contract, and I got a lot of flack from my friends in the art world. They're like, God, how could you do that? That's like, why would you do that? A couple of years later, everybody wanted to have a major label record deal. You know, it became a kind of fad. But anyway, working with Warner Brothers was great, and they put this record out with a bunch of other songs, and the record became Big Science, which was part of a big kind of multimedia show that I was doing.
United States.
Called United States, yeah. It became part of that series.
Which, of course, was premiered here in New York at BAM back in 83, and we are looking back 25 years with Laurie Anderson. We'll have more from the anniversary edition of her record Big Science on this anniversary edition of the program. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 2710. Yesterday was the 25th anniversary of New Sounds here at WNYC. It was also Labor Day, though, so we've waited until tonight to celebrate with Laurie Anderson, who's marked the 25th anniversary of her record, Big Science, back in 82. And, Laurie, before the break, you mentioned how you and a number of others were sort of in the middle of creating the downtown sound back in 1982 when the album Big Science came out. When New Sound started in 1982, it was in part to try and document what that downtown sound was.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where it was very difficult to say to somebody, what does downtown music sound like, and get a concrete answer. But Peter Gordon, who you remember, Love of Life Orchestra, had a good answer for that question at one point. He said, it's like the freedom to acknowledge that you've grown up listening to pop music in your composition.
Okay. Well, see, I didn't really grow up listening to that much pop music. I mean, I liked some of it, but I also liked Tchaikovsky. I mean, I really did. And so I think that's a really great description of Peter's music, because you can hear pop things springing out all over the place, but it's with a major twist.
Right.
You know? So it's not like, you know, doing modern pop music, you know.
Right.
But I think for other people, where that music came from, there were so many things feeding into it. There was dance feeding into it. There was super loud, raucous. I mean, punk influenced it. It wasn't really punk, but the amps were punk sometimes, and the venues were punk, and you know, it was something that had so many tributaries that it made it into this big new landscape that could accommodate a lot of stuff.
And when people bought that record, Big Science, and heard the opening track, From the Air, they heard Peter Gordon playing the saxophone in your band, but they also heard the sounds of, you know, the modern pop music, the kind of new wave technology. Let's hear that track. From the Air is from Laurie Anderson's 25th anniversary edition of the album Big Science on our 25th anniversary edition of New Sounds.
Why? It's the heat. this is the time. And this is the record of the time. Put your hands over your eyes. Jump out of the plane.
From the Air is the name of that song, the opening track from Laurie Anderson's 1982 album, Big Science, now released, 25th Anniversary Edition. And on this edition of New Sounds, celebrating our 25 years on the airwaves, we're speaking with Laurie Anderson. And you said that, to my surprise, that Oh Superman you described as a political song of sorts. Are you doing more? I mean, yeah, you're working on an album now. Is that political?
Yeah, it is. It is political, yeah.
In a way that will surprise people to hear, or you know, in a more overt political way?
Well, I was on tour this summer with that in Europe, and what I got in a lot of places is, are you allowed to say that?
Well.
And, because I think it's reached the point where you think, maybe I shouldn't say that. There's one song called Calling Them Up about army recruitment policies, which I find, I do find more and more when I look at this country now, okay, 25 years later, that it has become kind of Warhol's country. A lot of things that he was talking about, fame and violence and money, have are the things that drive a lot of this culture in really fundamental ways. It's like Andy's country now. And I don't think it was like quite so extreme 25 years ago like that. Because also the stakes were in the music world and art world very low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no way you could possibly earn a living doing that stuff. Couldn't earn a living, not much less, you know, be an art star or a pop star or a music star. You know, that's not what we were doing it for. And now there's so much pressure on art students and young musicians to get on the grid, get on that media grid, and shine, because that's the only way that your life was going to mean anything. So it's extreme pressure. And I'm just really glad that as a young artist I didn't have that. You know, I didn't have to think about that. So when I was catapulted into that, suddenly, you know, on the charts in England and suddenly,
and an 8-record deal with a major label.
Suddenly I'm traveling around in these huge limos and fans are screaming outside. You know, I'm like, what kind of weird thing is this? This is so absurd. And, you know, people would show up with my name and picture tattooed all over their body, and I was like, oh, you know, that the first thing I'd think was like, my face is going to be rotting in their coffin. You know, this is why would this person do this? What's wrong with it? And I did try to keep a sense of humor, but, you know, when people are bowing down in front of you, it's a pretty weird, you know. And fortunately, like everything else, that changes. And then the limo, a couple of years later, hey, where's the limo? It's gone. It's like, well, you'll be traveling by taxi to your next interview. Because that's, just the way the music business is.
Right. And, we're speaking with Laurie Anderson on New Sounds. Yesterday was our 25th anniversary, Labor Day, and this summer, the 25th anniversary of Laurie Anderson's Big Science album, the album that put you in all those limos back in the early 80s. The song Big Science, I mean, just a simple line like Big Science, hallelujah, it's just, it was kind of indicative of that age, of a kind of naive optimism, which, of course, you're skewering throughout the song, but it seems pretty much a reflection of the mood of the times.
Yeah, and also it was a kind of throwback, I think, to the late 50s when science was also, science and industry were going to revolutionize your home, and people had gotten burned out about that pretty fast. So it already was in quotes in many ways. And every time it reinvents itself as, the internet, the new big science, everyone's like, wow, this is like, and there's so many great things about it that it's kind of distracting, because it really is great to Google stuff. It's great fun and really wonderful, sharp tool. But I just find that I spend a lot of time trying to rebalance myself and not just Google everything instead of, going out for a walk, because it doesn't have scale, this kind of information. And scale is what I really try to pay attention to as an artist. Things that are really huge, they don't fit on a screen, and sometimes they're really tiny. And I'm an artist of details. I love tiny, tiny details about just analyzing how something works. That song Walking and Falling was about that. What is it like to, what is walking? How does it really work? So looking for the engine has always been something that's been important to me.
Well, let's hear that song Walking and Falling from the 25th anniversary edition of Laurie Anderson's Big Science, my guest on New Sounds.
I wanted you. And I was looking for you. But I couldn't find you. I wanted you. And I was looking for you all day. But I couldn't find you. I couldn't find you. You're walking, and you don't always realize it, but you're always falling. With each step, you fall forward slightly, and then catch yourself from falling. Over and over, you're falling, and then catching yourself from falling. And this is how you can be walking and falling at the same time.
Walking and Falling is the name of the song Laurie Anderson from the album Big Science 1982 release. Shortly before, you're talking about scale and you're an artist of detail and stuff, but this was shortly before United States, which was huge. You know, two nights, two full evenings at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. I think, I mean, that's when you were first on New Sounds, was prior to the production at BAM, which I guess was early 83. And, you know, I still remember back then, you were sort of marveling about all these critics who, having heard Big Science, were trying to decide which box you belonged in and couldn't quite figure out the box that would hold an artist who could, you know, find the art in a three-prong outlet, for example.
Oh, that's the graphic that's used a lot in that show, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, those little smiling faces that are around your house and you just stuff a plug into their face. It just seemed like, you know. But
well,
then
it's not really a smiley face. It's like a face of surprise. Yeah.
So plug heads, yeah, are, ooh, oh my God, here comes a plug. yeah, that, I think that was originally part of something called Dance of Electricity for Nikola Tesla.
Was it in the United States where there was you actually told the story of Nikola Tesla?
Yeah, I think I told
inventor of the Tesla coil.
Exactly. And, yeah, and some of his disagreements he had with Edison, and his invention of AC current, and how Edison would go around who was obviously saw this as it would make a lot of his own work kind of obsolescent, and so in an effort to discredit Tesla, he would go around and electrocute dogs with AC current and stuff, saying, this stuff is dangerous, you know, when in fact it was such a brilliant spin on Edison's own idea of one-way current, which would mean that you'd have to have a power station every 2 miles.
Hmm.
That'd look good in the United States.
Yeah.
And Con Edison, a power plant every two blocks.
On every block. And I think it actually took a Supreme Court ruling in the 1940s or something for Tesla to actually get some recognition as the creator of modern electricity.
What a sad end he had in a New York hotel with his pigeons as an unknown now.
Right. Well, you know, it wasn't yet Andy's world.
everyone
didn't get their 15 minutes.
Didn't get their due, yeah.
The album Big Science, 25th Anniversary Edition, is out. The album that really catapulted you, Laurie, into the public's eye in a big way outside of the downtown community that you'd been well known in up to that point. One of the albums that this show was kind of built around when we started, also in 1982. And here we both still are.
We're still alive. It's so great.
But you're now working on a new record.
Yeah.
What's it called?
For right now, its working title is Homeland.
Well, the last time you were on New Sounds Live on our series at Merkin Hall, you were doing songs that were still in progress that later became part of a project you've been touring around for the last couple of years. But definitely a darker cast, and you know, the sort of lighter, more humorous side was not nearly as much in evidence as it had been throughout the 80s and 90s. Is the pendulum swinging back at all at this point?
Yeah, there's some funny stuff on it, and I hope some things that are just plain beautiful, you know, that don't have, you know, the big megaphone behind them, like, this is what I think, this is what we should do, but just because it's there's a lot of melody in this, and a lot of it I'm writing on the violin, so it has a real different feel to it. It moves in a different way.
Well, I of all people should know better than to ask you this question, because after 25 years people say, what kind of show do you do? And I still don't have an answer. But you know, when you released Big Science 25 years ago, you were not a singer-songwriter. You were, as you said before, an artist. So 25 years on, you've released a whole bunch of records, you tour, you know, I mean, you write songs. Are you a singer and a songwriter?
I haven't come up with a coherent answer to that. It's I think it's better to use, you know, verbs than nouns to say what you do. I try to write some songs. I write stories. I make books. I make movies. And no one ever asked me, even when I was 5 years old or 25 years old, what are you going to do? What are you going to be? So I never had to come up with anything. I just keep changing.
Well, 25 years later, the album Big Science has been re-released with the extra track and the video for Oh Superman, and it's just great to have the album again.
I know. It sounds so beautiful. I'm so proud of it, because that CD that was floating around as a kind of representative of it, it's just sloppiness that I never even listened to it, you know. And when I did, I went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So we got
this is what people think my music sounds like?
So now we put all the air back in.
Yeah. So there is a sort of 1990 version that's out there somewhere, but this is the real thing, the new 25th anniversary edition. And as it says right on the cover, this is the time and this is the record of the time. It was a document of what you were doing. Lower New York, Lower Manhattan, summer 1982.
Present tense.
Yeah. Laurie Anderson, thank you so much for being with us for 25 years on New Sounds. A great pleasure having you here with us tonight.
It's been fun, thanks.
And in a moment, a final bit of music from the 25th anniversary edition of Laurie Anderson's Big Science. You're listening to New Sounds. For more information, playlists, audio archives, and the like, check out our website, the New Sounds page at WNYC.org for this 25th edition, 25th anniversary edition of New Sounds. You'll be looking for program number 2710 at WNYC.org. Let's conclude with a final track from Laurie Anderson's Big Science, 25th anniversary edition. The song Born Never Asked is basically an instrumental featuring Laurie's violin, but there is a spoken introduction from the album Big Science.
It was a large room full of people, all kinds, and they had all arrived at the same building at more or less the same time, and they were all free, and they were all asking themselves the same question: what is behind that curtain? So you're free. So happy birthday.
Born Never Asked is the name of the song, and I'll take that as a happy birthday wish from Laurie to New Sounds. The program turned 25 yesterday. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being along for the ride for however many of these 25 years as you've been able to tune in. And we'll be back again tomorrow night at 11 to start another 25. Ooh, can't believe I even said that. I'm John Schaefer. This is 93.9 FM WNYC.